Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we're live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people didn't know that. I got a couple friend of mine last night, so he was listening. He didn't know we were off. So, I mean, a lot of people don't know we're off when we're off. But, yeah, Todd was lost his voice Monday and Tuesday. How you doing now? Let's hear your voice, bud.
It's all right.
Yeah, sound good right now.
A little shot in the ass.
Always an ass shot, too.
Yeah, it was a hip
and
shot.
And you went to the doctor, too.
Actually, yeah. And then steroids. Yesterday morning.
What'd they say it was? You told us bad allergies.
Bad
or like.
Allergies, and I've not experienced this bad allergies before.
Okay.
Do they think the CPAP might have contributed to that?
No, yeah. We never had that discussion, but, you know, that's...
Sounds like it's a mess, that thing.
Entirely possible.
I mean, you know, you're shoving all that air and humidity up your face and, you know...
Like it's a leaf blower, isn't it, basically?
Basically.
That could have something to do with it, but, you know, I haven't talked to any professional about that, but it didn't cross my mind.
People are going to start, if they hear that, maybe some people...
Well, I mean, you've never had any sort of allergy things like this before, have you?
Yeah, it's getting
worse.
You can
get allergies. I never had allergies until I got in my 40s.
Later in life.
Yeah, you can get it. Actually, my 50s, I think I got it. Am I supposed to say how old I am?
Yesterday, it was just all coffee. Okay. I couldn't make a sentence
without... I thought
without,
you said cocky. Coffee,
yeah.
Okay.
Coffee, yeah. I couldn't make a sentence without coughing. Yeah, and then the other morning when I woke up, I could only talk about like this.
Well, oh, wow.
Wow. That wouldn't have worked.
So that's why you were texting us instead of calling me.
Right.
Yeah.
We could have done a little, what's the acronym? Or the
the ASMR?
Yeah. We could have done a little of that.
Yeah, you'd have to get up real close and turn
that'd have been a great show, right?
What you could do is crinkle some paper.
I would just talk up, you bitch.
Stop it. God damn it.
Crinkling stuff, too, making us feel good. Tyrell Frazier going to be in the studio. We blew a couple people off on Monday and Tuesday. Who was supposed to be here?
Skin was supposed to call on Monday. He's calling later today. Yeah. And Rachel was supposed to be here yesterday. She's going to come in tomorrow.
And we told Bob Odenkirk to wait for today.
Yeah. It
was supposed to be yesterday, but Bob's calling today.
He's been
today.
On hold for nearly 24
we
hours.
We know it's going to happen. Harry did that interview. We're going to play the Bob Odenkirk interview today, a little over an hour or so from now. And mentioned Tyrell and Mr. Skin are both today. All right. So I voted yesterday because the primary here was yesterday, and this isn't a political thing, but it's just I didn't know people were allowed to walk up to you as you're walking in there. I thought there was a rule against that.
I think there's a certain radius or something they're supposed to keep.
Now,
he wasn't a
candidate, but I could tell by his T-shirt I wasn't voting for his side because it was red, and you know it's a closed primary, so I'm thinking, why is he walking up to me? Now, and all I said to the guy, he's an old dude with a red name on his shirt. And which is funny. It's all you need to know is colors anymore. and I'm thinking he's walking up to me. He goes, "Sir, can I talk to you?" I said, no, I'm going in. And he kind of laughed and said, I'm thinking, dude, you're not supposed to approach anybody. You're not supposed to approach anybody. Just let them go in and vote. Let them leave. You know, what a dick.
What are the rules?
I thought that was a rule. I didn't think you're allowed to approach anybody, especially that close to the door.
I don't think there's any rules anymore.
Yeah, probably. Oh, good point. Yeah,
didn't get the memo.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Stop with your stupid rules.
Yeah, I didn't think
rules.
About that. Yeah. Whatever. But I just wanted to bring it up because I don't know if anybody's held that problem before. I know you can walk up to the table if they have a table there, but if you're just walking around, nobody's supposed to bug you. It's like when somebody offers you free food at the grocery store. Now, granted, most of the time, the reason I don't take it is because I think they want you to buy something, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think they don't have any skin in the game. They're just employees of the grocery store, unless they're employees for the actual food. So I took some coconut shrimp the other day. And I'm not a big fan of coconut shrimp, but I was just hungry, and I walked past and grabbed some coconut. I was just hungry, so I'll eat some coconut.
Nom, nom, nom.
And then he was holding the packet of coconut shrimp up, and I just looked at him. I said, "That's pretty good." And I just looked at the packet, and I just turned around and walked
Thanks.
Away. If you do that for a living, or do people do you care if they buy it?
I doubt
most
it.
People just order it, just eat what you're giving them, and then walk away. And you should be able to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, that's a Costco staple.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. There's a half a dozen or more sample people in Costco every time you go.
Oh, okay.
In different places.
You get a free meal then, basically.
And
right?
Yeah, they don't care. They're just like, here, take one if you want them. Good, they're right good. There. If not, move on.
But it must be effective for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it.
I just hate it because it clogs up the aisles. You get three, four people standing right at the end of the aisle. Get out of my goddamn way. Yeah. I'm trying to move along.
I mean, I'll sample alcohol I don't usually drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, I don't buy it.
No.
Yeah, I'm more likely to buy the alcohol because it's usually they do it smart. They hire hot chicks to hand you alcohol.
Right.
You
know?
Generally,
they don't just hire, like, you know, fat old people. You know, it's always some hot chick handing you alcohol. Yeah. And you go, hey, how you doing? Sure. Yeah. I'll buy something.
Yeah, that's not the Costco model.
No, it's not.
It's very much more the geriatric retiree ladies.
I get that. We missed Nick's birthday yesterday, too. Yeah. He's really into this insurance stuff. Good for him.
Or at least he's selling it.
Yeah, because he posted yesterday on his Facebook, his personal Facebook page, and basically that he really, really loves his job. I said, oh, he meant this job. No, he meant insurance.
No.
But he'll be here eventually today. And
he
I put myself
in that position, and I want you to come kill me if that ever happens.
Yeah, well,
it's a common pact,
yeah,
Todd.
Okay, yeah, good.
Money's a big deal in that situation.
Oh, I know.
You're right. He seems to be into it. All right. Well, we also found out why he actually hates Peyton Manning. I shared with you guys yesterday.
Because he beats everybody?
Well, he beat the Chiefs more than anybody. Peyton Manning's career record, that's with both teams, the Colts and the Broncos. He beat the Chiefs 14. He's only lost the Chiefs twice. And this was just one of those little memes that showed up. The only other team, he beat Tennessee 14 times, but Tennessee beat them 6. And other than that, that's the most beatdown anybody's taken is the Chiefs. The Raiders are 10-2 against Manning. No, it should be the other way around. They lost two. They lost 10, and so that's the only team. So Manning just beat down everybody.
How'd they get to Tennessee so many times?
Well, they played the Colts.
Are they in the same division? Are they in the same division?
Yeah, okay. That's one of the divisions we never pay attention to.
Right,
it's the AFC South, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, they're in the same division. Plus, you even had to look it up. Oh, here's one. They beat the Texans 17. Manning beat the Texans 17 times and lost 3. Well, even that.
Also in the same division, and that was back when the Texans
he was a
sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even close to the most wins by one quarterback against one team.
That's isn't that the well that's isn't that Brady against the no excuse me isn't that Rodgers against the Bears?
No. Oh, no, that's
oh,
close.
No, it's Roethlisberger against the Browns.
No, that's number 3.
It's Brady against somebody.
It's Brady in the number 1 and 2 spots.
Jets.
The Jets and the Bills.
Huh. Yeah.
33 wins against the Bills, 30 wins against the Jets.
Well, that was always a criticism of that team is that they just feasted on that damn division
because
sucked.
They did.
And they got home field. I'm not saying they weren't good, but that's a legitimate criticism of that freaking team.
And then it's Roethlisberger beating the Browns 26 times, Favre beating the Lions 26 times, and Rodgers beating the Bears 24 times.
Okay, yeah. I knew that Roethlisberger won. Man, we need some football.
We do. we really do.
I go down that rabbit hole. For no reason.
OTAs are coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and that Chiefs
right
guy's got to go to jail.
Yeah.
We got the schedule and, Rasheed Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumbass smoking
what an
weed.
Idiot.
Yeah. Don't smoke weed. Yeah. You don't have to go to jail. No, can't do it.
Or learn how to defeat the test.
Right.
Well, I think it was. Happened.
I know they probably come up randomly.
No, they apparently know the NFL.
This is probation.
Yeah.
This is probation.
So he knew he was going to get tested.
He knew he was on probation, yes.
Probation officer knocks on his door and says, piss here. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when they do that. Bob Odenkirk later on this morning going to join the program. We talked to Bob 2-3 weeks ago off the air, but we recorded it. That made sense because Paul Mercurio wasn't recording it. sorry, Paul. And so we're going to play the interview today. Mr. Skin's going to join us, too. Tyrell Frazier going to be in the studio. Todd's voice sounds fine. We're back live. Wednesday, May 20th.
I don't know about fine, but it sounds... Yeah,
it's there.
It doesn't sound scratchy,
sounds
man.
Sounds like it usually does.
Yeah. It sounds scratchy, right. Yeah. All that's today on the program. All right. And Nick will be here in a little bit, too.
Anyway. He loves his job.
Yeah, he loves his job.
He's not this way.
Took a picture of him sitting at a desk, too. Yeah. At a desk. Yeah. At his desk, at his insurance office.
It didn't seem like in that photo, like everybody else in the office makes fun of his childhood trauma or, you know, picks on him at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Eddie, probably not allowed to business the situation.
Casual Tuesday, it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't look as stuffy as I would have pictured an insurance office.
He really let that feel it
when you walk in, man.
Yeah.
he really let that slacks and button-up thing go pretty quick after that week or two.
Yeah. If you can, why not?
When's the last time you saw your insurance guy in person? I haven't even met my one that lives here.
Like once a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even met both of them, either one. I had one in Omaha and one here. I never haven't met either one of them. So.
Oh, that's good.
Tyrell Frazier later on. Come on back.
Yeah. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.